It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
what kind of course?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
They thought he was He-Man. Is it?
What?
Wait. What is
Jimenez? Is his name?
Yeah.
And then isn't?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I saw an opening there. Wasn't what I thought.
Like you get
so I'll leave you alone.
Tackles for a 2-yard loss there,
yeah,
Giorgio.
Yeah. Not every play
you
works.
Hit, you saw some daylight.
Yeah.
You...
And I work with a couple layout kings, so, you know, that happens from time to time.
I was not laying out. I was just confused.
Uh-huh.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, yes. The e-brake brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Service Experts. We are going to give you three candidates, and we're going to give you the chance to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us. He's a member of the Hardline, but this is during Picks with Friends just yesterday on this very radio station.
Yeah.
And Corby's had a tough 2 or 3 week stretch here. He's in last place, and he's way back there, and we've had some fun with him. And as Donovan says, he's at the bottom of a well, and we can barely hear him when we do talk to Corby. And then Ham, who was operating the board during this, was turning Corby way down in the mix, so it sounded like he was down in a well. And Corby got really frustrated at the end of it and told us all to eat something.
All right, Corby, good luck, man. Truly, truly good luck, Tiny Corby. As you're in last place in the cellar trying to get out. All right, friends,
man,
thank you.
Send them down some supplies at least.
I know, I'm trying my best, but
something.
I can. Corby!
Some Pedialyte.
All right,
some
my picks are in. We're good to go.
Corby!
Hi, friends.
Oh, so
little.
He's so little.
Little
Corby.
I don't understand how that goes.
So far away.
He's so tiny. Corby! Say something, Corby. Say something.
And we
even that was little.
Lord.
Even that was tiny.
That was very, very tiny.
So
football. Football indeed. Hi, friends.
Well, he is abrasive. He told us all to eat something that rhymes with stick.
Gosh.
Man. And he's so frustrated and mad right now. And he is candidate number one and in last place in Picks with Friends. Candidate number two is the great Donovan. And this has happened to a number of us. It's happened to Gordo several times. Our mic stands up here, they have springs on them, and sometimes they will move on you. They don't do it as much as they used to, but sometimes they'll snap up and they can hit you right in the noggin, or in this case, the mouth. Donnie gets hit in the mouth by his own microphone.
I'm trying to think of what year they made it to the playoffs the first time. I wonder if that's the longest the franchise has ever gone before reaching the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah,
for the first time in 96. What's that, 24 years?
Yeah, because if they started as the Senators in 61, so 30.
I'm thinking even more.
Just Rangers, so 72 to 96, so 24.
Bit the side of my damn mouth, son of a bitch.
You got blood? Yeah, hit the injury music.
Oh, God.
Live coverage of...
Do we need the cowboy doctor in here?
Blood pouring out of Donnie's mouth.
Ooh. Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear it.
Well, I heard you hit the mic. Right. I didn't know what was happening.
Damn!
You all right?
Doesn't seem like it.
Continue.
Okay. So we will move forth because today is the anniversary.
So I don't know if the mic caused him to bite his mouth or if... He hit the mic after he bit his mouth, but there's a very serious mouth injury there for the great Donovan as candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from the sweet spot. Have you guys watched any of Bailin' Out Loud, the show about the, I guess, young girl with Tourette's?
No.
Any of that?
Uh-uh.
All right, well... I've heard it talked about. I have not seen it either. I've seen it advertised, but they were talking about it, and Sean said she shows her, and then he mentions a word that starts with T, and it caused a lot of on-air panic.
I'd never heard of her.
Tourette's and stuff on that channel, right?
Yes.
I mean, she would talk about what she went through, and there were other young adults that were probably struggling with similar type things, and they saw that she has this channel, she has this outlet, and she was creating community for people that were like her.
But she did show her tics, and a lot of her tics are verbal, some are physical.
Whoa, we all
didn't tics show the
with a C.
I mean, she is juggy.
Okay,
I mean,
fairness, Ham. But
can't wait till we can bleep that.
So, like I said, some of these are verbal, almost all of them.
So it's almost in the vein of let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know?
That's what that saying is?
So her name's Balin, and I need to see her here, see how accurate their description is.
B-A-Y-L-E-N.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks really young.
Yeah. How old is she? What are they talking about?
I don't think they need to be talking about her. She looks like a teenager.
She's in her early 20s.
Is she?
Oh, okay. They described her as juggy.
They said it. I was listening.
I'm listening. All right, one more time.
I'd but never heard of
being
her.
Tourette's and stuff on that channel, right?
Yes.
I mean, she would talk about what she went through, and there were other young adults that were probably struggling with similar type things, and they saw that she has this channel, she has this outlet, and she was creating community for people that were like her.
But she did show her tics, and a lot of her tics are verbal, some are physical.
Whoa, we all
didn't tics show the
with a C.
I mean, she is juggy.
Okay,
I mean,
fairness, Ham. But
can't wait till we can bleep that.
So, like I said, some of these are verbal, almost all of them.
Okay, I have found some pics that she's juggy in.
Okay, so
not
you can confirm?
Them. Yeah.
Let a naysayer
know. She's not overly juggy.
In some of these, she looks like she's overly juggy.
Really?
I don't know if her jug capacity changed due to
maybe
medical intervention or not.
Right.
Okay, well, let's hold a good thought for Balin.
We need to find
out,
though.
For Balin. All right, so those are your three candidates. Is it Corby, is it Donovan, or is it Sean? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice born.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
I hadn't heard that in a long time, thankfully.
First one.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, Gordo, it's Cruz and Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
I want a special shout-out to Coach Timmy V and wanted you to know that I support landing strips and headlights, and I would like to vote for Donnie.
Thank you.
That's important. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, want to vote for the villain Sean Bass and Booter Crown.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
I'd like to vote for Sean's Tourette's taint. Is that what it is?
No, that's not what it is, but that's a Sean vote, I guess. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hello, George. Hello, non-George. Good morning.
It's the triple fake Marge.
Marge.
Oh, who's this third fine piece? I've never met this masculine person
My name's
before.
Gordon.
Who you vote for, Marge?
George, I'm hoping that you and me can begin preparing for the Los Angeles 28 Olympics.
I don't think so.
Well, let's go ahead and vote for Juggy Sean.
Okay. Thank you, Marge. Appreciate it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George, it's been a while, bud.
Yeah, boy, it has.
Vaginal slice, born.
Yes.
What a waste of a Friday morning.
Nuh-uh.
Just to redial and redial for that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Sean Bass. Bye.
See, I like that.
How can VSBB guy get in twice and Brady Tom not once so far?
I don't know. I don't get it. We hadn't heard from Natalie Maines in forever. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, users, and happy Friday to y'all. I'm going to vote for Donnie and that dangerous microphone. Y'all be careful.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
Be careful.
I guess around the microphones? I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Can you put a tick mark down for Sean?
Yes, I can. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our Sons a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'd never heard of her.
Tourette's and stuff on that channel, right?
Yes.
I mean, she would talk about what she went through, and there were other young adults that were probably struggling with similar type things, and they saw that she has this channel, she has this outlet, and she was creating community for people that were like her.
But she did show her tics, and a lot of her tics are verbal, some are physical.
Whoa, we all...
Yeah.
Didn't show the...
With a C.
I mean, she is juggy.
Okay.
I mean...
Fairness, Ham. But,
can't wait till we can bleep that.
So, like I said, some of these are verbal, almost all of them.
All right, how many wins is that for Seabass?
Amazingly, that is Sean's only third all-time e-brake win. He is now 136 behind the all-time leader, Norman Tix Hitzkus.
Okay,